Chadian officials say hundreds of civilians who were employed by the French assembled in the capital N'Djamena on Monday to ask the government to immediately give them jobs. French forces departed Chad at the order of the Central African States President, Field Marshal Mahamat Idriss Déby. The last French troops left the country on Friday after handing over the Kosseï military base in N'Djamena, which they had occupied for about 70 years. Earlier, French forces handed over two other bases at Faya-Lajo and Abéché. Mbaye Toubam Bruno is the spokesperson for civilians who worked at the French military base. He spoke to VOA from N'Djamena via a messaging app.
Le licenciement que nous avons subi, qualifié de licenciement économique par l'inspection du travail.
He says Chad's government should immediately recruit them because at least half of the over 400 Chadians who lost their jobs as French troops departed are already in precarious situations that do not permit them to support their families. Mbaye Toubam says it is imperative for Chad's government to guarantee the security and social well-being of all former workers at French military bases by making sure each and every one of them has a job. The former workers mostly held jobs in hospitals, schools, and dining facilities that served the French troops. Others provided humanitarian assistance to those who lived around the bases. Mbaye Toubam said a majority of the workers were asked to leave French military bases on November 28 when Chad announced an end to military cooperation with France. The workers say they have remained without jobs and salaries and cannot take care of their medical bills. Aziz Mohamed Saleh is a member of a Chadian commission overseeing the dismantling of military agreements between Paris and N'Djamena. He is also Chad's former communications minister and government spokesperson. He says Chad's president, Field Marshal Mahamat Idriss Déby, ordered the commission to make a census of all civilians who worked with French troops in the three bases of Kosseï, Faya-Lajo, and Abéché. He says after the census, the commission will propose a list of workers whose services are needed to the government of Chad for recruitment. Mahamat spoke on Chad's state TV. He said Déby has asked health and humanitarian workers to continue working in hospitals formerly controlled by French troops. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.